White, J.E. White, Emma. Norfolk Villa, Granville, Australia. April 11th, 1895. Dear children, I am out of bed at 1 o'clock a.m., writing letters to close up my American mail. It is difficult to speak twice a week and ride 12 miles to attend my appointments and then return after speaking to try to write on the various matters that demand attention. But Edson and Emma, I feel that time is short, and that which is done must be done quickly. I have considered your suggestions in regard to simplifying the language of the tract, Sufferings of Christ. I read your letter to Fanny Bolton, and she will take hold of the work to simplify the language. Could you not also use The Game of Life? The illustrations are very striking, and I think it would also take with the colored people, if arranged in pamphlet form. I think that a good selection might be made for little tracts that would be simple enough for the southern field and for the island work. Tracts of this kind might serve in both places and do great good. I leave for Tasmania today by way of Melbourne. I hope that during my absence of 4 weeks, Fanny will engage in the work of simplifying the sufferings of Christ. I do not ask for any remuneration for anything I can do for the southern field. I have tried to arouse an interest in that field, and I am very anxious that those who can labor among the colored people may do so. There is a large field in which missionaries may work, and an abundance of work to be done in various lines for this people. Once get Fanny to work, and I believe she will do it well. In whatever work we engage, we must be wholly the Lord's, and learn to walk by faith and to work in hope. We must brace the soul by prayer and have perfect faith in God. It is now just 1 o'clock. We leave for Sydney at 3:30 and transfer to a train that leaves Sydney at 5 p.m. Since 1 o'clock this morning, I have been very busy in preparing for my journey. If I were going to meet my children, I would feel better about it. But I am going to the convention in Tasmania and to witness and participate in the marriage of my son Willie to a noble Christian woman, who, though but 21 years of age, is as mature as though she were 40. If Providence favors, you will have a sister of whom you will be proud. She reminds me very much of Mary. She is tall and well proportioned. Well, I am now to say goodbye.